AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The United States is expelling 12 Russian diplomats at the United Nations. Russia's ambassador calls the expulsion a hostile act. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The hostile act is committing espionage activities on our own soil.
The European Union has sanctioned 26 more Russians, including oligarchs, senior officials, and an energy insurance company. First round of talks aimed at stopping the fighting between Ukraine and Russia ended with no agreement except to keep talking. Russian troops have faced strong resistance from Ukrainian forces, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
They continue to want to move on Kyiv, to capture Kyiv, to take Kyiv. Although we don't know everything about this convoy, it is certainly in keeping with what we believe to be their intent with respect to the capital city.
The Brookings Institution's Constance Deismuller.
I think it is very important for all of us at this point to not, I think, be overly encouraged by the ineptitude of some of the initial Russian moves in Ukraine.
The sanctions have impacted Russia's economy. Ordinary Russians scrambling to pull cash out of their accounts in the hopes of averting the increasing inflation that's driven up prices by a third in just the last 5 days. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred and his top deputy met with players in the final day of negotiations to end the lockout before Major League Baseball's deadline to salvage a March 31st start to the regular season and a 162-game schedule. The lockout's in its 89th day. Sides are still far apart. Pressure is increasing to reach a deal. Most contentious proposal involves luxury tax thresholds, rates, and minimum salaries. MLB has not fixed an exact time to tonight's deadline, which led to the possibility of bargaining sessions stretching into the wee hours. This is AP News. Richard Blum, husband of California Senator Dianne Feinstein, has died. Mike Gracia has more.
Richard Blum, the husband of U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, died Sunday after a long battle with cancer. He was 86. Feinstein announced her husband's death in a statement Monday morning that said, in part, her heart is broken today. Blum was a successful San Francisco investor. Feinstein had missed votes in recent weeks as her husband's health declined. I'm Mike Gracia.
Former Baylor head football coach Art Briles' tenure as offensive coordinator at Grambling State is over. Less than a week after it started, Briles was out of college football since 2016 when an investigation found he and his staff took no action against players named in sexual assault allegations. Grambling coach Hugh Jackson announced hiring Briles last week. In a statement, Briles said he was stepping down because of the distraction caused by his presence with the team. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.